From the Financial Times in London, I'm Ursula Milton, and this is FT News. The US is raising levies on imported Chinese cars from 2.5% to 25%, part of a tit-for-tat trade war launched by the Trump administration, which has seen China impose tariffs on over 100 products imported from the US, while the US plans to raise tariffs on more than 1,000 Chinese products, ranging from industrial robots to locomotives. Here with me to discuss the new tariffs and their likely impact on the US car industry is Charles Clover, our reporter in Beijing. Charles, first, could you set the scene for us? How did cars come to be in the line of fire for the US-China trade battle?
Well, the US is trying to punish China for what it sees as unfair trading practices, for an excessive trade surplus with the US, and for what it sees as stealing technology from American companies and using it to advance China's own high-tech sector. And so in order to do this, the US has launched a broad range of tariffs against China's high-tech industries. It's about over 1,000 product categories, adding up to about $50 billion worth of tariffs. And one of these categories is cars and electric vehicles. Now, cars are a hugely sensitive area for US-China trade because due to a loophole that China was allowed when it joined the World Trade Organization in 2002, China was allowed to have very high tariffs on imported cars and to require any foreign automakers building plants in China to partner with a Chinese company. Now, this is quite unique set of conditions that China was allowed to have to protect its car industry. And a lot of people in the car industry think it's high time that China got rid of the 25% tariffs and the joint venture requirement for foreign investment in the car industry. And so now the Trump administration has decided to take China to task for this and impose a reciprocal 25% tariff on US imports of Chinese cars.
Let's look at the impact on US car makers then. Why are they going to be hit by an increase in US tariffs on imported cars from China?
The problem is that the US actually doesn't really import any Chinese cars or electric vehicles, and very few Chinese companies actually are affected by this. The only exporters of Chinese cars to the US are American companies like General Motors, who make cars in China and export them to the US market. Also, Volvo is the only Chinese-owned company that makes cars in China and exports them to the US. So that's a bit of an ironic turnabout that the White House would impose a very high tariff on Chinese exports of cars to the US, and the companies that are complaining most about this are American companies who make cars in China and export them to the US.
So what has been the reaction of companies like GM and Ford?
You've seen the US companies today have issued the strongest reactions to these new tariffs. The Chinese companies have largely been silent on the issue. It's General Motors and Ford who have issued statements to the effect that, gosh, why can't we all get along and work out our trading differences like adults and through dialogue and not slap huge tariffs on each other, because they're the companies that are most affected by these US tariffs.
So will Chinese car makers be affected at all?
Some Chinese companies will probably be affected by these tariffs on Chinese car exports to the US, but not very much. There are some Chinese parts companies that export small volumes to the US. There's a Chinese battery-powered car company, BYD, that sells electric buses in the United States, but they make most of those buses, or even all of them, it's not very clear, in a factory they've built in California. And the biggest Chinese company that's going to be affected by the new tariffs on Chinese cars is Volvo, which is obviously a Swedish company, but it's owned 100% by a Chinese company named Geely based in Hangzhou. They sell some volumes of sedans in the United States, but they're rapidly going to be replacing those with cars that they make in a new plant in South Carolina. So it's really small volumes of cars being sold by companies based in China, making them in China and selling them in the US. if these trade barriers stay, they're going to have to find alternative markets for these cars because it's really not going to be economic for them to export to the US with these huge tariff barriers.
And what about the issue of technology transfer? Will the tariffs have any impact on this?
Well, I think what would ideally happen in the minds of the people who created this policy in the US is that the Chinese would change their trade policies. So rather than going into a trade war with the US, the Chinese would see the wisdom of fair trade and lower their own tariff barriers on imports of American cars, and more significantly, get rid of the requirement that foreign car companies partner with Chinese companies if they want to invest in China. Now, that's the real source of the technology transfer problem, is that foreign car companies are forced to do joint ventures with Chinese car companies, transferring their technology to these Chinese car companies, and the Chinese car companies turn around and soak up this technology and then use it to compete with foreign car companies abroad. And one outcome could be that the U.S. tariffs force China to lower their own tariffs and get rid of the joint venture requirement, which would make everybody else very happy. However, what's happened instead is that the Chinese have responded by raising their own tariffs on a number of American products, including automobiles. And so they seem determined to engage in a sort of a tit-for-tat showdown rather than rolling over and getting rid of their own tariff barriers. They're doubling them. So I don't think we've seen the end of this particular round of trade frictions, and we'll just have to see how it develops.
Thanks, Charles. And for more on the US-China trade war, please go to FT.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.